being a stellar morning person starts the night before, but sticking with a morning routine means incorporating activities and habits that fill you up and make you feel excited. What's going on, everyone? Emily Abadi here. You are listening to another installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle, a wellness-focused podcast where I connect with everyone from your favorite athletes to top CEOs and industry experts about their highest highs, toughest moments, and everything in between. We all go through hurdles in life, and my goal through these discussions is to empower you to better navigate yours and move with intention so that you can stride toward your own big potential and, of course, have some fun along the way. So I mentioned this, I think, at some point on the show since the imposter syndrome episode came out, but that episode went gangbusters. You all really seem to enjoy solo hurdle moments. I'm here for it. And so when I took to social media and asked exactly what it was, what it is that you want to hear more about from me, there were a lot of you weighing in about becoming a morning person. I know I am often up with the sun, and I'll get into that entire routine today, what that looks like for me. But I also recognize that not everyone shares the same enthusiasm about being up with the sun. And so that's what we're getting into today. I am giving you my tricks and tips for what it looks like to be a quote unquote successful morning person. And there is some motivation for you to want this for yourself. Research shows that morning people are more proactive, they're happier, and they are also more consistent within their workout routine. So I'm bringing you 7 different tips that you can use to become a morning person too. You might want to either have your notes app open while listening to this, or, you know, just a fresh notebook. I love a good pen and paper moment. I'm here to help. And like I said, I want to bring you content that makes you excited. So if you have a question that you want me to answer, dedicate an entire episode to, I am all ears. You can leave me a voice message and maybe your voice will even make the feed. The link to do that, to submit something for me, is in the show notes. I also do want to take a moment, I know I talk about this sporadically, but to remind you that there is a newsletter from Hurdle that comes out every single Friday, landing directly in your inbox. So much of the same motivation, inspiration, and things you love about the show, in addition to gear picks, what I'm watching, reading, quotes that I'm loving in the moment. So many awesome things in there. So make sure you're subscribed. It is absolutely free. The link to do that is in the show notes as well. Make sure you are following along with Hurdle over on social media. It is at Hurdle Podcast. I myself am over at Emily Abadi. With that, let's get to it. Let's get to hurdling. Oh, mornings. Mornings for me are my time. They're my opportunity to reclaim my sanity and find some stillness. There is just so much that happens throughout the day that feels unpredictable. But for me, first thing in my morning is my time to kind of control the controllable. When it comes to me and being a morning person, I've kind of always been this way. Like, I've kind of always been an early person, even in college. I had a roommate that would sleep until like 10 or 11. Ashley, if you're listening to this, I love you. And I would just like get up and go do some other stuff. And thankfully at that time, it worked for us. I do think that being, you know, single helps with being a steady morning person, but I do know that it's something that I really take into account when it comes to thinking about my life partner, because I can't date someone that's going to make me feel guilty for not staying in bed with them or living a life that makes them feel okay but makes me feel not my best self. I've got to do what feels good for me, and what feels good for me is being a morning human. I digress. So what we've covered so far, I've always been kind of an early riser. It just seems to work for me. Before the pandemic, I would say like in my working adult life, I was definitely a morning alarm setter. I now rarely set alarms and just kind of naturally am waking up on the early side of things. I will, if I know that there's something I want to get done before I have something else that I have on my calendar, I will set an alarm. But those days are kind of few and far between. Perhaps it's because I want to meet a group for a workout and I know that I need to be there for a certain time. But if I'm flying solo, I just put my faith in the fact that I'll get up and I'll get done what I need to get done to set myself up for a really, really good day. So a little insight into what my mornings look like right now. I'm typically up by like 5:45 naturally. The first thing I do, walk over to my Nespresso machine, make an Arondio. That's my favorite blend. Then I go use the bathroom, take my medications that I take in the morning, put vitamin D on my face, and then I grab my Nespresso. I walk over to the couch. That's when I open the Open app, no pun intended, to start my day. I pick a breathwork meditation. That's between 3 and 5 minutes. After I do that breathwork, I journal for one page. At the end of that page, I write down a highlight from my day from the last 24 hours. Then I typically go downstairs and do a workout. Right now, I'm strength training 4 days a week and running 3 days a week. One of those days is an overlap. The run is about 20 minutes and the strength training is about 25 minutes. Then I come back upstairs and that's when the fun really begins. It's a shower. Some days, if I have the time, I'll go back out and take a walk around my neighborhood for a little bit. It just helps me decompress and gather my thoughts a little bit more. Then come inside, shake up some AG1, hop into the shower, make breakfast, and before I know it, I'm at my desk. I'm opening my journal in which the first thing I do, another moment of gratitude, is write what is one thing I am grateful for. Again, that will be different than whatever I wrote in the morning in that journal. And then I will get into to-do listing, looking at my schedule, organizing, and I end that practice by writing what is one thing that can make today great. Now, I find it important to tell you, I have been a morning person for over a decade, but really what feels like my entire life. And I do believe that part of this is hereditary, actually. I have early morning parents. So this was behavior that I saw modeled for me from a really young age. And now, my tips, now that I've given you all my background on being a morning human. My first tip to being a morning human is keep a steady sleep schedule. Now, I feel like this may speak to a little bit of my occasional lack of a social life. I am certainly a homebody, but there is rarely an evening where I am away from my apartment past 10 p.m. So that means that even if I am asleep by 9:30 at 10 or 10 most nights, at the very latest, even on the weekends, I'm going to bed by 11. That means that the following morning, I might get up a smidge later, but my sleep schedule is pretty consistent that I'm sleeping between the 9 and 10 p.m. hour at the latest, and I'm up between 5:30 and 6:30 almost every single day. I am consistently getting about 8 hours of sleep, and when I put in the parameters between 9 and 10 p.m., I'm going to sleep. Some nights, I'm literally sleeping at 8:30, and that's just what feels right for me. So making sure that you're having a steady sleep schedule is going to help you sleep better, get better sleep quality, which is really, really important. You can get a ton of sleep. I'm talking 8, 9, 10 hours. But if you're getting crappy sleep, if you're awake a lot, if there are things in your environment that are causing you to reduce the quality of your sleep, like loud noises, bright lights, a partner even. Not to say that I don't want you to have a happy and healthy relationship, but just saying that someone getting in and out of the bed constantly can impact your overall sleep quality. You know, these are things that are going to ruin your sleep, even if you are getting a lot of it. So tip number one, keep a steady sleep schedule. Tip number two, your good morning, it starts the night before. So that means having a wind down routine that makes you feel calm. I have my phone on a default setting where it goes on do not disturb starting at 8 p.m. I will check it at least one more time before I get to bed, but I really do try to put my phone down in the hour before I am hitting the hay, so to speak. So I can kind of wind down from that stimulation. Also really big on like dimming the lights in my apartment. I do not sleep with my phone next to my bed. I sleep with it like too far away from me just to reach to it. And that way I'm not laying in my bed scrolling. I'm really working on getting better about my skincare routine. Just like trying to find things that calm me down. Not drinking water too close to when I'm getting into bed so that I'm not like getting up to pee in the middle of the night. Everyone's going to have a different Goldilocks, you know, approach to their nighttime routine, just like you will to your morning routine. We'll talk about that in just a second. But finding something or a series of events that relaxes you is absolutely key. My next tip for you, skip the snooze button. Resist the snooze button. I mentioned to you that I don't really set regular alarms, but I totally understand if you are in the intro phases of getting into a morning routine, or maybe you're just not in the place in your life where naturally getting up earlier in the day is something that serves you or feels like it serves you just yet, you're going to need an alarm. That alarm would be best if it's not your cell phone, but it could be your cell phone. I'm just going to disclaim that. The goal here, whether it's your cell phone or whether it's an alarm that you buy off of Amazon, do not allow yourself to press snooze. Yes, you're going to have that moment, that minute, those few minutes right when it goes off where you're like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? The answer is yes, you want to do it. And if you start moving sooner, the less doubt you're going to have in that decision. It's hard to think about that moment when you're done with your entire morning routine and you're feeling really stellar and you're really happy that you did it, when you are like laying horizontal in your bed and it's comfortable and it's warm and it is like free of like a lot of chaos, right? It's hard to think about that moment. It's hard to think about that finish line. But if you resist the snooze and make a move, you will be 9 times out of 10 more likely not to get back into your bed and go back to sleep. So resist the snooze button. Tip number 5. I'm pretty sure we're on 5 here. We are. Okay. Tip number 5, resist the scroll. Trust me, nothing good comes from picking up your phone first thing in the morning and sitting there and scrolling for 20 to 30 minutes. There are so many better ways to use your time that will set you up for much better success, feelings, vibes, you name it. This is exactly where phone placement can come in the clutch. If you are just like easily reaching over to get your phone, you're turning off your alarm, you're lying in bed, your phone is in your hand, it's going to be very tempting to lay there and just like investigate the things for a while. But if you have to get up to turn your alarm off, you're already standing, you can really see quickly if anything like a fire is happening on your cell phone, so to speak, and then you can put it back down. The great thing about the morning, like I said at the top of this episode, is that the morning is yours for the taking. You don't have to worry about the other things that are going on in the world at that very moment because this time it is yours. It is for you. So in this time, instead of using it to further drain yourself, take it as your opportunity to give back to you. That is the purpose. I'm sure that is why you hope or strive to be a morning person, not to get an extra 30 to 60 minutes of phone time in your day. Tip number 6. Fill your morning with things that make you excited. Your morning routine should be unique to you. You don't have to execute your morning routine in a way that you see someone else do on Instagram or TikTok. If you find that journaling is something that really resonates with you, incorporate journaling into your morning routine and incorporate journaling in a way that feels really true to who you are into your morning routine. So maybe it's writing one page and a highlight at the end of that page of something good that happened to you in the last 24 hours. That's my current jam. Maybe it's using a 5-minute journal or a 1-line-a-day journal. So many different options to make something like that fit into your groove. Also, I mean, if journaling's not your thing, but meditation's your thing, maybe you want to be a person that works out first thing in the morning. Whatever habit that you, that really feels like it calls to you, right? That's what you want to put together in your ideal morning. Because if you're just doing something, again, since you see someone else doing it and you think that it could be good for you, okay, if you try it, cool. But if it doesn't resonate with you, you're not gonna stick with that habit. You wanna make sure, again, if you're getting up early in the morning, if you're trying to take advantage of this time, that you are doing things that make you feel excited, that make you feel invigorated to tackle your day. On this note, I want to make sure that I reiterate that if you want to be a morning workout person, the best way that you're going to stick with that habit is by figuring out what type of sweat makes you feel really, truly good and happy and that you look forward to. For me, it's no secret that I am a huge runner, but there are days that I'm craving something else and I listen to my body and what I am craving and I go with that. Maybe your secret to actually sticking with a morning exercise routine is finding some accountability, whether that is virtually or going to the same studio, or simply asking a friend to be your workout buddy and check in with you or check in with each other after that sweat is done. Trust me, when you have someone else waiting for you or looking to speak to you or rap with you about what is going on in your life, in your morning, in your sweat, it's going to make you more likely to actually show up and get the thing done. And my last tip for you today when it comes to taking full advantage of your morning routine and becoming a morning person is making sure that you shift your mindset. If you keep on telling yourself, I am not a morning person, I am not a morning person, well, guess what? You're putting that energy into the world. Instead, say to yourself, I can do this. I can handle mornings. I can be a morning person. You don't need to lie to yourself and be like, I am the most excited morning person ever. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. But you can be realistic that you have opportunity in the early hours of the day and that you are willing and excited to try to take advantage of them. Saying something like, the morning can be good for me. Saying something like, these new habits will really serve me. Setting positive framework, having a positive mindset around, again, a routine that will be really good for you if you get it nailed down. Trust me, you will not regret it. Again, a lot of takeaways here, and I want to make sure that I'm helping all of you. So if you do have more questions about mornings, about developing a morning routine, I am all ears. You can leave a voice message for me and ask a question at any time by clicking the link in the show notes that prompts you to do so. Like I said, remember, being a stellar morning person starts the night before, but sticking with a morning routine means incorporating activities and habits that fill you up and make you feel excited. That's it for this week. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.